Just one halakha that came out of the Gemara in Berachot, Daf Chaf Aleph. The Gemara there says that if a person came late to the synagogue and he found that the Sibur is praying already the Amidah, so the Gemara advises him that if he could start his Amidah and finish it by the time that the Hazan gets to Nakdishach, then he should praise Amidah, he'll finish by Nakdishach, and he'll be able to say Nakdishach with the Sibur. However, if he's not going to be able to finish by that time, he should not start. He should wait in order for him to hear Nakdishach, and say it with the Sibur, of course. Maran brings this down in Siman Koftet, and he says, after he answers Nakdishach, he may start his Amidah now, so long as he'll be able to finish it by the time the Hazan gets to Modim, because we want him to answer Modim also with the Sibur. Now, for some people that's easy. For some people it's not so easy to finish their Amidah of La'ash by the time the Hazan is right after Nakdishak, to the time he gets to Modim, he has to pray pretty quickly. But that's the halakha according to Maran. So technically, if he would not be able to pray that fast, he would have to wait until Modim, answer Modim, and then he could start his lahash. Now that's talking about a case where a guy came late. So Hacham Avadya has an interesting question. He says, what if a person is praying with the Sibur, he didn't come late, he's praying on time, but he just prays a long Amidah, and chronically he misses Nakdishach because his Amidah is very long. So really, according to the halakha, once a person starts his Amidah with the Sibur, the law is he can continue praying as long as he wants, technically, until he finishes. The only time that we said that he has to calculate if he can make that Nakdishach or not if he was late. So if he started with the Sibur, he's anus already. So he can continue. However, Hacham Avadya Biyomid writes that it would be better for that guy to start his Amidah a little before the Sibur in the Yatziv Nachon or Aizat Abotenu. A couple of minutes before the Sibur, he can start his Amidah, still considered praying with the Sibur, in order that he can catch up that time, in order that he can finish in time to answer Nakdishak, and that is halakha l'maaseh. Person that prays an elongated Amidah, in order that he shouldn't miss Nakdishak on a daily basis, he should start his Amidah a little earlier, in order to finish with the Sibur.